Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, and before we get to the news, if we could, Chime, could we open the window world of Boston weather window for our weather smoke? Looks like another beautiful day on the way today.
60 degrees right now. It's about 102 in here. 60 degrees in Foxborough. I forget every week. Every week
well,
I'm like
lights.
Halfway down and
it's
I'm
the
in
Twitch
a sweatshirt.
Lights. Yeah. And I don't think there's any temperature control in here.
No. Yeah. 60 degrees, afternoon high in the mid-70s. Going to feel like 80 in Boston, but don't fret. Wednesday, going to be a high of 62.
Yes.
Okay.
We're
going to
be in the low 40s. But the most important location, the house that Ruth built, the Bronx. Tomorrow, looking at around 65, 70 degrees for first pitch. Perfect weather. If it goes three, should be no issues with rain or delays or anything like that in New York.
Still a 6:08 first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network tomorrow
night.
That is
correct. Our coverage begins at 5:08, and you're going to hear Lou Merlone, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming on the call for each game.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's a good time, too. I like that 6:08 start.
You like that start?
Yeah, I like that start.
Well, and honestly,
thank you.
We mocked and ridiculed at the time, but in general, the pitch clock adjustment has sped the game up. I mean, you don't have to plan on 4 hours. Not that, I mean, I would leave early, but you don't have to plan on 4 hours anymore.
That is correct. But if it goes in extras, I believe the runner on second is not part of the equation in the playoffs.
Okay.
Is that correct? Am I talking out of my ass?
I don't know.
No, you're the savant.
That's true. Well, yeah, sleep deprived. But yes, look forward to New York for the games. Perfect weather for the wild card series.
Red Sox 5-2 at Yankee Stadium this season. So should be able to win this one.
Let's go Sox.
Okay. News. What do you want to start with?
We're going to start with two really sad stories. A gunman in a truck smashed into a church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Mormon Church in Michigan yesterday, opening fire on churchgoers. He killed four, injured eight more. The FBI is leading this investigation. Here's some audio from the press conference.
He then exited his vehicle, firing several rounds at individuals within the church. 10 gunshot victims have been transported to local hospitals at this time, including one who has been deceased. And we do believe that there was people up there that were near that fire and they were unable to get out of the church. So we do believe that we will find additional victims once we're able to search.
That was awful yesterday. And credit to law enforcement. They got there in 30 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then took that dude out.
Yep.
So, is there any word on motive? Like, I mean, I know he's no longer with us, so you'll have to look at text messages and the like. But
yeah, his name's Thomas Jacobs Sanford. He plowed in with two American flags in the back of the truck. I mean, you know exactly where people are going to go with this, and so we'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
And then the night before, there wasn't just one mass shooting in America. This weekend, there was multiple. Three were killed and five injured at American Fish Company in Southport, North Carolina, which is a beautiful waterfront restaurant. A man shot into the waterside restaurant from a boat. The police say that the attack was targeted but didn't elaborate. Nigel Edge has been arrested and accused of the shooting. Here's Police Chief Todd Coring.
As officers arrived and were on the way, we got multiple reports of an active shooter possibly coming from a boat. that was out in the intercoastal waterway. We have multiple agencies that have responded to assist Southport tonight, to include Oak Island, Boiling Spring Lake, Shallot, the North Carolina SBI is here. Unfortunately, we do have three deceased at the establishment that we are dealing with right now, working the crime scene, and we have possibly six that are injured at local hospitals that are receiving treatment.
Okay. Very odd, given the climate that we're in, that they allowed Trump to go to the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
How can you secure an entire...
Well, did you notice they had, like, the bulletproof glass up?
So that's new, right?
Yeah, that's brand new.
That's what the Pope used to have.
Like, yeah.
Pope-mobile.
The Pope-mobile, right?
Yeah. The owner of a beauty gardens spa in Methuen has been charged with human trafficking.
What was the place called?
Beauty Gardens.
Beauty Gardens.
Yes.
Okay.
Neighbor called, tipped off police, has been working with them for quite a bit because she saw men in luxury cars coming and going at all times of day and night.
I don't know that Methuen, no disrespect, would be the first place I would look for a spa to go to.
Oh.
No offense, but that might have been suspicious. I don't know.
I'm sure that's very offensive to the people of Methuen.
Well, I just don't think they're known for their spas.
Well, is that why you're moving there, the spas?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, actually, The Loop in Methuen, really good movie theater over there.
Great spot.
But we can hear from the neighbor, Beth Foote, on BZ.
We saw them coming in and out every month, every 2 months, every couple of weeks. It was young men, it was old men, it was professionals, it was people in, you know, nice, expensive, very expensive cars. They didn't come up except to leave or to come. You didn't see anybody out, like, having a Coke. You saw people bringing food, supplies in, and it was pretty blatant.
Wrong word choice there, but we get what she meant. So, okay, so the person's been arrested.
Yeah.
They shut that baby down.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, all right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Starbucks is closing underperforming locations nationwide, but that means over a dozen will be shutting their doors here in Massachusetts. This includes the iconic Steaming Kettle location near Government Center. They're going everywhere. Wellesley, Newton, Cambridge, downtown, I saw.
Yeah.
Sure that your favorite Starbucks is going to be open.
The Wobbin Starbucks is closing.
Yeah.
That is as shocking as anything I have ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
Never has two entities been more meant for each other.
Dunk's guy right here, so it doesn't bother me.
Is it because
shut them all down? I go
boutique,
Dunk's.
Huh? Boutique coffee shops?
They're underperforming locations. So.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they have a billion locations. So,
But that Wobbin one, like, it's packed all the time.
Right by the T.
Yeah. Here's one customer's reaction on WHDH.
I think Starbucks has a bit of a different vibe to it. You know, I think it has its place among Dunkin'. I feel like Dunkin's more of a kind of quick grab and run coffee, where Starbucks is a place where you can kind of sit down and enjoy yourself. I think Starbucks is as popular as ever. I'm pretty surprised to hear that they're closing stores.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but I sit down and enjoy yourself. I like, they're both the same. Dunkin' just has better coffee, and it's not $97 for like a fruity beverage. I mean, they have
different types of coffee.
What do you mean?
Like, Dunkin', I think, is not as strong as Starbucks.
Get out of here.
No, I'm not saying one is better or worse. I'm just saying, like, it depends on if you need
Dunkin' all the way.
I don't know. I don't drink coffee like that, so I couldn't tell you.
Dunkin' all the way.
The life of a rare orange lobster was saved by a good Samaritan. Yes. If Mitch has a photo of the lobster if you wanted to see him. Kyle Brancato spotted the guy moving among the other lobsters for sale at Topps grocery store in upstate New York. He decided to buy it, and then the lobster was released into the open waters of the Long Island Sound on Wednesday, just a day before National Lobster Day. The lobster, swiftly nicknamed Jean-Claude Van Damme, is a 1 in 30 million catch, according to the Humane Long Island, a wildlife rescue group. So they saved his life.
Well, it probably was promptly eaten by a whale or something as soon as it got in the water.
I don't think whales eat lobsters.
You know, I think they eat everything. What are you talking about?
He'll just get caught. Somebody
don't
else
whale
will
just
eat, him.
Eat krill?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
What? Krill?
Yeah.
What are you
yeah.
talking about? What kind of flex is that? What, that you know what a whale eats?
Yeah. I mean, isn't it? I felt like that was like common knowledge.
Yeah.
What, so, common not what?
Yeah.
Whales eat little fish. I mean,
yeah,
that's
krill.
What they. It,
yes,
it,
krill.
It,
yeah.
Whales. Okay, hold on, everybody.
That's
let's
what krill
Google
is.
It.
I've never baleen whales krill. That filter small prey like krill and fish, and toothed
whales
that
are mainly
larger.
Whales are mainly carnivorous, and their diets vary by species. They consume a variety of prey across the food chain, from zooplankton to large mammals.
Yeah,
and, but and, a lobster's and, so and, crunchy. Like,
and
you're
an orange lobster, they don't care. They swallow it whole. They don't chew their food.
I guess they like krill.
Well, that would hurt going through if they're not chewing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, we had a human being on the show who was swallowed by a whale.
Right.
Got out.
When we were on the Cape. So, I mean, they'll eat anything.
Yeah.
So that guy saved the lobster. What about all the other lobsters? He only cares about the orange ones?
Only the orange.
1 in 30 million.
That doesn't seem right to me.
Only the Trump-looking ones.
I mean, you're gonna save all the. If you're gonna save one lobster, you save them all.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, anyway, that thing should have been part of my mac and cheese. A lobster mac and cheese, I love.
Oh, you did go to a very nice restaurant over the weekend. I saw Grill 23.
Oh yeah, we had
not
a date
too
night.
Shabby.
Yeah, we had a beautiful date. I love that restaurant.
It's
Grill
pretty,
23,
very very
the best.
Good. Yeah,
the
so
best.
Good.
It is
never service everything the best. Okay, nice. What's next?
Well, we have an irrational fear in the news. A woman in England yawned so hard she broke her neck.
What?
Yeah, it
is
almost
this
killed
is possible?
Her. Yes. Hayley Black is her name. She's going viral after she explained that her aggressive yawn happened. Then two of her vertebrae compressed her spine because it was so aggressive. The doctors gave her a 50-50 chance of survival.
Jesus.
Here's Black.
Holy hell.
I yawned and immediately two discs shot forward into my spinal cord, compressing my spine. And I was having these weird like seizures down one side, and then the other side I was losing function. The surgeon had come to see me. I just remember him saying, you need to have surgery now, and it's 50-50 whether you're going to survive this. They said that two discs had shot forward and compressed my spine, essentially breaking my neck.
She said that at the time that she was yawning, she was listening to Shine break down film on the Sunday football show here at WBI.
Thanks. I ask a question, though?
Yes.
I think one of the worst pains imaginable is when if you yawn and then you get that like cramp on underneath your jaw. Isn't it? Am I like alone in that?
I said it before the show, Shine, when we were talking about the news. It's when your jaw like dislocates. Are you talking about that?
Like you yawn.
Oh, God. Great God.
He can't help himself. He can't help himself. He's a 12-year-old boy in middle school.
She has a baby in there.
I understand.
Sometimes you yawn so wide that your jaw dislocates a little bit. And then
can we put some music to this? I need a smoke.
Yeah.
So you've dislocated your jaw when yawning?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's wild.
Yes.
I sometimes get a pain, like a pinched, like a nerve in the back of my neck.
Sounds like you might have something in common with Hayley Black.
Sean catches
a cramp underneath his chin. All
very,
different.
Very scary.
Never had any of those.
I thought Greg was going to ask which one. By the way, I call such bull crap on those stories where they're like, my doctor said I had a 50-50 shot of survival. Why would a doctor say that before you go into surgery? They would never say that.
They wouldn't tell you that.
They're honest sometimes.
I mean, that's crazy, though, to almost die from
a yawn.
From yawning.
It's very scary.
Sometimes when you're sneezing, I think you're going
to
die.
I'm close to it.
Don't hold it in.
We just got to end with this because you teased it earlier. Ryder Cup MC, one of my favorite comedians, Heather McMahon, dropped out of her duties yesterday at Bethpage because on Saturday She led the crowd to a chant against Rory McIlroy. I'm sure you can guess what the chant was, but we can listen in.
So she's leading an FU. This is the woman who's the MC.
Yeah, they hired her to be the MC.
Of the Ryder Cup.
Correct.
And she's leading an FU Rory cheer with the crowd. That to me is way over the line.
See,
I don't think we should ever accept that in golf.
No, that's way
if
over.
If it was Dave Chappelle, if it was one of the other, Burt, whatever his last name is.
No.
Burt
Reynolds?
No. The
Burt Reynolds.
The comedian. The comedian.
Yeah, Bill Burr, you're talking about.
No, I'm not. No. It begins with a K. I can never pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
But
Burt Kreischer.
Yes, thank you.
Should be held to a higher standard.
Shut up.
If it was a male comedian, I think that people would have a different reaction to this.
Ooh, sexist.
Yep. You know what you're getting when you get. You know who he
Courtney,
is.
Courtney.
I have not heard of Courtney.
Wiggy doesn't know. But you're talking about a woman who is paid.
Correct.
To be the MC. And she's leading the crowd in FU.
She doesn't work for the PGA. She doesn't. She's not a PGA.
No, she is working for. She's working for the Ryder Cup.
Correct. They hired her, but they hired a comedian. You know what you're getting.
No, but you. I don't think you.
Oh my god.
Now
we're sensitive about.
I think in any sport.
No.
If it were the NBA playoffs.
Right. If Ray Romano was.
And somebody was out there being FU LeBron leading the crowd.
If it was Kevin Hart, people would be like, they're so sensitive. Golf, get over
this
it.
This should not be is acceptable in the Ryder Cup.
Please.
Yeah, no. I'm on the side.
I would love to see Dave Chappelle, hosting the Ryder Cup.
Right. But that's who. That's exactly what it was. Heather McMahon. I've seen her stand up. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure she's great when she does stand up.
I'm never the one to scream like, oh, the girl, like girl versus guy. But like in this case, I think that female comedians are held to a different standard than men.
Maybe. All right. Is that it? News-wise? All right. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday after a big win. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.